Tonight we begin the show with Marta de Menezes. Didn't say that right. She'll help us later. Delila Honorato. Delila is from Portugal and is assistant professor in the Department of Audio and Visual Arts at Ionia University in Corfu, Greece. Marta, also from Portugal, is an internationally known bio artist and director of two artist residency programs, Ectopia in Lisbon and Cultivamos Cultura in San Luís, southern Portugal. Delila and Marta, thank you for being here. Help thank us you. With your names.
Thanks. Marta de Menezes. It's not easy.
Well, it's something we need to learn. Welcome. What brings you both to Troy?
Well, Kathy, hi. I think it's a common reason to come for both of us to come to Troy. We are a North American tour, and we are doing different kinds of things all over this coast and some of Canada. And Troy was just an interesting place to come and visit, no?
We had to stop.
We had to stop here.
Yeah.
Well, Troy is fortunate that it's on the way to many places. As a cross-disciplinary scholar and as an artist, you often explore science, technology, and biology. How'd you both become interested in this type of research-based art?
Okay, let me start. The fact is that we know each other since 2016, and that is not a very long time. But we do have a parallel story with, common experiences, I would say. We had a traditional education, and we just felt the need for something different. So let me tell you about myself, and then Marta will, let her know her story. I teach in the Department of Audiovisual Arts, so my students are very related and very connected into digital things. And I thought it would be a good input just to try something different. I do have some interest on biology and everything that could be a little bit more fleshy and less, you know, disconnected from our body. So that is my contribution, and the fact that in 2014 I started including other things in my teaching and providing the opportunity to my students to relate to artists and scholars working in this field.
My case is more personal, maybe. So I started working with biology as an artist when I was still at university, finishing my arts degree. So I have a very classical painting degree from a faculty of fine arts in Lisbon, and I felt very frustrated that all of the things that I was learning were very classical in their approach to reality and contemporary culture. So fortunately, I was starting to date a biologist at the time. He's now my husband. And this happened 20 years ago. So he opened up this whole world of biology to me, and I got really, really interested not only in the aesthetic aspects of life and biological sciences, but also their content, and all of my work now revolves around that.
Because we're a radio program, it's a little hard to see art and performance. Can you give us a little description of what bio art turns out to be?
BioArt is a very large umbrella, so a lot of things fall into the realm of BioArt. What I do as an artist in BioArt is I manipulate living material. So whether it's a plant, a butterfly, probably the work that I'm most famous for was actually my first work, where I manipulated the wing patterns of live butterflies while they were still in the pupa stage of their development, and then got out of the pupa with asymmetrical patterns which wouldn't occur in nature. So it can be cells, it can be plants, it can be organisms, it can be imaging, lots of different technologies and techniques, and also lots of different mediums. can be used in art and biology and bioart.
I have to ask you to go back and tell us something about how do you change the pattern of a butterfly's wing?
Actually, it's a very old technology. It was created in the 60s by scientists working on evolutionary biology, and they're studying the wing pattern and the evolutionary significance of the wing pattern in butterflies. And typically by accident, they found that by going through the pupa at a very specific time of the development of the wing of the butterfly inside the cocoon, it actually you interfere with the chemical spreading that is important for the formation of the pattern. And when you interfere with that, it actually changes the pattern. So it's very mechanical. It's not genetical, and it's really very very easy to do. But it's a tool that they've had for a very long time.
That's astonishing. I'm really delighted to hear about that. Dalila and Marta, you've both been involved in creating conferences related to this interdisciplinary field. Can you talk about what you've done or what might be happening soon?
Sure.
There are two things that we need to talk about now.
There's before meeting and after meeting each other. So I started organizing conferences in art and science because it was a personal need of bringing people together and next to the place where I was developing my work, plus providing to my students the opportunity of having this chance. Because I don't know if you have heard, but Greece is not a country that usually develops this sort of work. Plus, we have this major economic crisis. So that was this sort of challenge that once one should have the opportunity of having the best possible in the time that it was mostly required. So I organized a conference called Taboo, Transgression, Transcendence in Art and Science, which is a TTT. It already happened two times in Corfu in Greece. And this year, 2018, it will happen in Mexico City in November, 11th till the 13th. And this is co-organized with Marta and a wonderful philosopher in Mexico City at University UNAM called Maria Antonia.
And González Valerio.
Yes, entire name. And, besides that, I'm also organizing the second summer school in hybrid arts in Corfu in June. So that could be also a good time to visit Corfu.
Yeah. Also together, so I have a Cultivamos Cultura and Ectopia in Portugal, and Cultivamos Cultura with me is co-organizing TTT with Dalila and Maria Antonia, but also with Dalila, we join forces and we're organizing this meeting in Portugal in June. Which is a conference for women in art, science, and technology. There actually is going to be an open call very, very soon, so next week or the week after that, for both of these conferences, for TTT in Mexico and for FEM meeting in June in Portugal. And we encourage everybody to apply with a small abstract, and you can actually present and participate in both conferences.
So I myself am not an academic person, so how many people come to a conference? When you say the call will go out, does that mean all over the world?
Yeah. Yes, of course, they're international conferences, both of them.
Depends
on the conference. Sometimes you have huge conferences that can, when you can find 500 people. Mm-hmm. Other times, a conference that is manageable and that gives the opportunity to engage into a significant dialogue can have, 60 participants, for example, if you're having 3 days.
Yeah, it is. It is. It may sound very academic, but actually, the FEM meeting is not in a academic institution. Cultivamos Cultura is an independent institution, very much like the sanctuary. You don't have to be a scholar to feel that you want to participate or that what you're doing is research, because research is not just doesn't only happen in academic environments, and we're very much aware of this. We want to create a space and an event where people from many different fields come together to discuss interesting things that we all are interested in. Mm-hmm. So you can be a scholar, you can be just an independent artist, a student, a philosopher.
A DIY,
a hacker, mm-hmm. whatever you are, you're very welcome to join us, and we're very interested.
So maybe a little bit, how would somebody find out about this? I mean, you said it's going to be announced. Where would people see the announcements?
So Facebook and our web pages. So if you go to Cultivamos Cultura or Ectopia, or if you Google TTT Corfu, you're directed straight into Dalila's website, not yours personally.
And hopefully we will send you an email and you will also
be able to help us spread the word.
Uh-huh. Maybe so. Yeah. Do you have examples of the kinds of projects people who've worked on while they're in these? Oh, that's a conference, but you also have residencies too, right?
I do. So Cultivamos Cultura and Ectopia are basically places for residencies, and they are sister institutions. So Ectopia is in a city, and in a city you have the advantage of having research institutes there. And basically, Ectopia is directed for artists and practitioners who want to work with scientists. We facilitate the interaction. We help with developing the residencies and the projects in as much as we can. And we have a space where you can reside while working in the lab. Cultivamos Cultura is in a farmhouse. It's in a natural park, so it's a protected area. And the spectrum is a little bit broader, so it doesn't have to be art and biology or anything like that. It is experimental art, and you can experiment in whatever medium you feel comfortable, or you can experiment on anything that you want to explore a little bit more. So we have an intense program. We have about 16 residencies per year or more, and we have exhibitions, and we have summer schools as well. So if you log into our Facebook page, you can see everything that we do.
That's fantastic, really nice. So what's learned and what's gained by this interaction between science and art and through your conferences?
Well... What is it gain? It completes your, in a way, it completes one's perspective mm-hmm. on what is happening around you. You meet very interesting people, too, through these conferences. Maybe you will find a way of solving some issues and putting some more interesting questions.
You find a community. Find people that are doing things that are interesting to you all mm-hmm. over the world. So you create a community. So you may be in your home and there's only a number of people that you know in your neighborhood that will understand what you're talking about when you talk about your research interests. When you come to a conference like this, your community will be wider. There will be people that have similar experiences to you, and there will be people who will give you different paths to pursue, different methodologies to experiment with, will have different perspectives to show you on the things that you're interested in. And all of this is enriching. It's mm-hmm. stimulating. It is exciting to learn, to deal with contemporary culture, which is already so complicated.
Plus, it doesn't stop there.
No.
It will continue even over the internet. You know, we have the absolute need to be in contact with our people all over the world and to help and be helped. So one conference or two conferences a year is just a place where one hangs out.